This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The more evidence is read into the congressional record, the clearer it becomes that abortion clinics may have been in financial arrangements that put them under pressure to produce particular types of specimens. The Blackburn Committee hearings investigating Planned Parenthood and its affiliated specimen brokers is discovering that procedures on women and babies may have been altered to meet deadlines. A new report by universities in British Columbia and New Zealand describe as benevolent sexism the pro-life view that women possess great powers in reproduction. The study fails to see, however, that the study itself paints abortion advocates as seeing women as somehow defective and in need of abortion to correct or manage the weakness of potential motherhood. This is Life News Radio.
Women, aren't you tired of hearing that you need to change who you are in order to be amazing? We are. We want to acknowledge all that you do, both the things that are seen and the many acts of service that go unnoticed. We also want to acknowledge not only the things you do, but the person you are, because you are, quite simply, amazing. Thanks. Lighting the way to a culture of life. TheGuidingStarProject.com.
Other headlines show teen sexual behavior, pregnancy, and birth rates falling in the U.S. Just after Louisiana's passage of a D&E abortion ban last week, a new bill seeks to ban abortions specifically targeting genetic disabilities like Down syndrome in Louisiana. Thousands showed up in Dublin Saturday to defend Ireland's Pro-Life Amendment 8, and Operation Rescue says it has uncovered another surgical abortion clinic in Maryland operating without a state-required license. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.